Hey friends, I wanted to take a minute to share with you about one of our new partners, Five Lakes Coffee. For 20 years, Five Lakes has been helping people discover the magic of fresh roasted coffee. They craft roast in small batches, then ship direct so that you are getting the freshest and best tasting coffee. Five Lakes uses the highest quality specialty grade coffee beans from around the world. And let me tell you, we're kind of coffee snobs in my family, and their coffee has converted even my daughter, who is a barista. As a family-owned and family-friendly company, I love their mission. As believers, our family loves supporting other Christian companies, and one of the things I absolutely love about this company is that they believe in loving their neighbors, and they value being good stewards of what God has given them. My two favorites are the signature Five Lakes blend and Chris's blend, because for Chris's blend, they donate $1 per bag to Forgotten Children's Ministry in Honduras. And guess what? As a podcast listener, you get an exclusive 20% off your first order when you use the code Hearing Jesus. Head over to fivelakes.com and experience the joy of fresh roasted goodness today. Again, head to fivelakes.com and use code Hearing Jesus for 20% off your first order.
Sometimes grief can cloud our vision or our thinking to the point where we don't recognize where Jesus is at in the situation. And in those moments, I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit, because he can break in and remind us that he's right there with us, that he comes to where we're at and he sits alongside of us and he never leaves us alone. We see that picture here, and we see Mary Magdalene in her grief recognize him because he speaks to her. All this and more. Stay tuned.
Do you sometimes doubt if you're truly hearing God's voice or if it's really your own? Or have you been in a season where it feels like he's completely silent? Have you been praying for a way to learn how to hear his voice more clearly? Hey friends, I'm Rachel, host of the Hearing Jesus podcast. If you are ready to grow in your faith and to confidently step into your identity in Christ, then join me as we dig deep into God's word so you can learn to live out your faith in your everyday life. Hey friends, with summer coming up before we know it, I wanted to share with you about one of our partners, Kids Across America Camps. For over 30 years, their mission has remained the same, to build Christian leaders by encouraging, equipping, and empowering urban youth and their mentors through camp and education. In both my own life and in the life of my daughters, camp has been a life-changing, future-altering experience. For many kids, this is not only the highlight of the summer, but their lives. Children and teens dedicate their lives to Christ. Young believers put down deep roots in the faith. The food, the games, the sports, the friends, it's so much fun. With Kids Across America Camps, many of the kids and teens they serve come from under-resourced communities. Finances are often the only thing standing between them and camp, between them and an extraordinary first meeting with Jesus. What happens if they don't get to come? Well, more of the same. Many of these kids will spend all summer in environments that will keep them from being exposed to the love of Jesus and potentially exposing them to more violence, more crime, more alcohol and drugs. But if you send them to camp, everything can change. You can give towards camper scholarships that can truly make an eternal impact in the life of one of these students. Every gift counts. Even small gifts can be paired together to help sponsor a child to go to camp. But please don't wait. Only a few weeks remain before camp starts, and we want every deserving child and teen to be able to attend. Go online to give KAACamps, that's camps with a K, .org/hearingjesus. That's KAACamps.org/hearingjesus. Hey friends, welcome back to the Hearing Jesus podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Grohl. Today's day 4 of the Mary Magdalene study, and we are coming out of John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. And just as a reminder, these are all devotional thoughts that are coming out of the larger She Hears Bible study. It's a 6-week study on women in the life of Jesus. You can get that on my website at shehears.org or pretty much anywhere books are sold. So I'm going to go ahead and read, and then we'll pick up with today's color method that I want to talk about a little bit.
Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen clothes lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen clothes lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up by a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and he believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he said these things to her. This is John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18, and today we were reading from the ESV. Again, we're changing up versions a lot this week just to give you some varied perspective. So today, one of the things that we would have been looking at if you were doing the larger Bible study would have been underlining or highlighting any divine acts of God. So either moves of the Holy Spirit, anything supernatural, those would be highlighted in blue. And I like doing that because it helps us see and understand the things that can only happen by the hand of God. And so some of the things that you would see in this passage if you were doing the color method would be things like the stone rolling away from the tomb, the linen clothes lying there, because obviously they wouldn't be there if Jesus hadn't risen from the dead. So I included that. The extra cloth being folded up and placed by itself. He rose from the dead. Two angels. The angels speaking, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She sees Jesus standing. Obviously, that's a supernatural thing. Jesus said to her, "Why, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Any of these words that we see Jesus saying is supernatural because he has just risen from the dead. Obviously, it's supernatural. Jesus said to her, "Mary, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, 'I'm ascending to the Father and your Father, to my God and to your God.'" I love all of that. And I think when we focus in on the actual event that is happening here, there's a couple aspects that I want to make sure you don't miss. If you haven't found it, if you've been doing your own personal study throughout this week and doing some cross-referencing, I hope you have found it. But if you didn't, just one chapter back in John 19, verse 25, if you missed that, you can go ahead and look it up. But it says, "Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene." Now, depending on the version that you're reading, the names of this are switched. And so that kind of flips what I was saying yesterday about her age. But when you're talking about these kinds of things, you have looked at the original text. And so the position of her name would have been in the Greek and the Hebrew. So anyway, what we learn here is that Mary Magdalene was one of the women that was present at the cross. So while our narrative today is about the resurrection, you have to think about this in terms of what's been going on in her life this week. She was present. She was one of the women present at the cross. And so it's very interesting to me that almost all of the male disciples are not mentioned in the final moments of Jesus. We don't have them placed at the scene of the crucifixion. We have no record of where they went or where they were at. But what we do know is that Mary Magdalene was present. And I don't know if you remember this, but we talked about it earlier in this study about women being a witness. The testimony of women did not hold up in the Jewish court system. The women's testimony was not valid in that culture. Yet one of the witnesses, the key witnesses of the death of Jesus, and then later the first witness to the resurrection, was a woman. This is identified in all four Gospels, and I want you to realize there's some power here. Jesus values the testimony of women. Regardless of what other larger establishments value, regardless of what different denominations value, regardless of what your organizational status is, Jesus values the testimony of women. And that is the filter we need to be looking through.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in Raw through your favorite podcast app.
So as we look at this final scene together, I hope it's become more and more clear to you that not only does Jesus value women, but he chooses to use them to do kingdom work. This next part I love, and this is what I want you to kind of meditate on tonight. We watch Mary come face to face with Jesus. And though initially her eyes don't recognize him in her grief, verse 14 says that, but the scripture says she recognizes him when he calls her name. She recognizes him because of his voice. A couple years ago, I was raised by my grandparents. And a couple years ago, my grandmother had taken a really bad fall and had a brain bleed. And she had fallen down the stairs and it was terrible. And so I got the call very late at night. I think it was around midnight. And it was really, she didn't end up dying until like a week later. But at the time, it was really pressing that I get to the hospital because we thought that these were going to be her final moments. And I wanted to get to the hospital before she died and to be able to just tell her that I love her. And I've shared this story before, but I think it's relevant here. As I was driving up, it was the middle of the night, so my husband stayed home with the kids, and I was driving up. We live about 45 minutes to an hour away from the hospital. I remember just in my grief being so overwhelmed, and I was driving in the driver's seat, and the passenger seat was empty. And I remember just like praying and even reaching my hand out. I don't know what I thought was happening. Like maybe there would be some sort of manifestation or something. I don't know. So I was even reaching my hand out like Jesus was sitting in that passenger seat. And I just kept praying over and over. I need you, Lord. I need you. I was so overwhelmed with my grief. I just kept praying that over and over again, like, Lord, I need you. I need you. And even just reaching my hand over there. And one of the most clear times of my life, the Holy Spirit said, I'm not over there. I'm right here. And when he said that, it reminded me that he's in my heart. He's not over there. There is no separation between me and him. But it wasn't till he spoke that I recognized his voice, because my grief clouded my judgment or my knowledge of him, because I think there's a difference between head knowledge and heart knowledge. And in my grief, I could not access the head knowledge. But in my grief, he spoke. And when he spoke, it became heart knowledge. See, I think that's what's happening here. Mary is overwhelmed with her grief. And so at first, she doesn't recognize his presence. I could not recognize his presence in that car with me that day. I was looking for him somewhere where he was not. Not realizing that he was closer than I could have realized. I think that's what's going on here. She is overwhelmed with her grief because remember, he's divine, she's not. He's supernatural, she's human. So she is overwhelmed with grief and can't remember the things that he said. And you know, none of them can remember really what he had said. But when he speaks, she recognizes his voice. That's when she hears him. Do you get it? The deepest longing of our hearts is to hear God's voice. And I want that for you. I want you to recognize him when he calls your name, when he speaks to you. I want you to recognize that. That's why I did this Bible study. That's why I'm doing this podcast. That's why I teach and preach around the country, because I want you to know him. I want you to hear him and recognize his voice so that when he speaks, you hear. God, thank you for my friends and the way that they have committed to learning how to recognize your voice. God, I thank you that you are a God that breaks through the grief, the sorrow, the pain. You break in and you speak through your Holy Spirit to us. God, help us to listen. Help us to listen and to know the difference between head knowledge and heart knowledge. God, we want a heart knowledge kind of interaction with you. God, I pray that even right now, you would break in and break through the things that are clouding the vision of my friend, and you would speak in a way that they can hear. God, I thank you that you meet us where you're at, where we're at, and that you don't ever leave us alone. There's never a separation. You're not over there. You're right here. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise you in all things. Amen.
Hey friends, before you go, real quick, I want to let you know that we have extra resources at shehears.org to help you grow in your faith. Whether you're looking for a new Bible or Bible tabs or additional Bible studies, I've curated a selection of some of my favorite things that I think you're really going to love. So with Easter coming up, I want to offer you 10% on the store. If you go to shehears.org and go to our shop on the resources page, you can enter the code HEARINGJESUS for 10% off between now and Easter. Happy shopping! Hey friends, if this podcast helped encourage, empower, or equip you in your walk with God, I would love it if you would head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That's the number one way you can support my show. You can also join our free Facebook community or Instagram page where I share inspirational tips, bonus content, resources, and prayer throughout the week. Hey, I want you to know I'm praying for you. Know that you are so loved. Keep going.